adult audio of Slup Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician. Blah, 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 blah. Nicole Richie is here tonight from The Simple Life 2, the road trip edition, which is coming out this Wednesday at 9 o'clock on Fox. Just saw some promos for it when I was watching that casino show. Looks like Fox has another hit with that show. That Mark Burnett, kind of a genius, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
With their show or with the casino?
The casino.
Did you like it?
It looks good, yeah. Burnett doesn't do their show.
Ah.
I don't know who does your show. That's not Mark Burnett, right?
No, it's not. Gil Berman.
Jew. Shocking. Really?
Gil Berman?
Yes.
Wow. Who would know? What's next, Drew? In Hollywood? Producer? Woo! When do you find a gay publicist? I'll tell you what's next. All right. The Simple Life. Now, so here's what goes on. This year, they take it on the road, which is actually a good idea because last time you had to stay in that sort of farmhouse. And there are all sorts of hijinks, but on the road, it's endless, yes?
Well, the first season, Paris and I are both busybodies, and we get very antsy. And the fact that not only do we have to stay in Arkansas the whole time, but we had to stay with that family, and we had all these rules and these curfews and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were points where during the day, they just wouldn't let us go, like, to the mall, just because they just wanted us to, like, sit there or whatever.
Well, just because they're paying you.
Well, just, you know, I mean, they're
family
just like,
or the producers?
The family was like, you guys just
parents.
Need to, yeah, you guys
they're
just
like,
need to
hey,
spend
girls,
family time.
Oh, really?
You need
to cool out here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just sit down and spend time with the family.
Yeah, yeah, they really did. And, I was 21, Paris was 22, and
yeah.
That one can happen.
That ship has sailed a long time ago.
So,
I mean, they should have got in on you guys when you were 11 and 12 years old. Now forget about it. How do you undo that? I mean, it's an interesting question, which is if you're a child and the child is used to a certain lifestyle, some call it a privilege, some call it a little little reckless at times, maybe a little irresponsible. Well, whatever it is, the kid is the captain of his own ship. The kid doesn't say, what do you want me to do tonight, Dad, or when's my curfew? The kid does. Once that kid does that, it's really hard to reel them back in.
Well, if they're 14 and 15 and still growing, then that's fine. But, I mean, we're adults, and I haven't just...
You're right.
Had that kind of authority since I was 11 years old. So
right.
that was a little bit of a problem. It wasn't planned
She's
or anything.
Confirming your point.
So, exactly.
The Farmer John needed to get to you when you were wearing jammies with the flaps on.
And I think you probably could change somebody if you hung on to them until their libido started falling at about 42.
No. What happens is people then change later. They find Jesus Christ or they OD or they have a couple divorces or whatever it is.
It's like two decades. Yeah.
So if you don't, so here's the moral of the story, parents. You got to catch your kid between like 0 and maybe 12. You don't catch them between 0 and 12, then you got from 12 to maybe 42.
That's right.
And then somewhere around 42, they start slowing down a little. It's a tough 30 years sometimes in between. It's a big window.
Could be.
Tough parenting. All right. So leaving Miami, heading to Beverly Hills
with
Winnebago.
Not a Winnebago.
An Airstream.
Oh, Airstream. Oh, yeah, old school.
Yeah.
That's right. And how many stops? Is each episode a stop or each stop an episode or there's multi-stops?
I don't know how they do the actual episodes.
Right.
I think that dog crapped somewhere.
What?
I think so.
She farts a lot, so she could have just farted.
Okay.
Nicole, or it could have been me.
Nicole brought her, I may have queefed, actually. Nicole brought her dog in. Drew smells number two.
Unacceptable.
Now I'm freaking out. Come on, buddy.
It.
Really?
Chris, you over there?
I'm not smelling either. Chris, what do you got?
What'd you do to him, Chris?
Nothing.
Chris.
Scared the S out of him. Leave the poor dog alone. What's the dog's name?
Honey Child.
Don't mind the big scary man who only gets $10 an hour and lives at home. Like the way I seamlessly weave that into almost every conversation. You didn't even see it.
Even in Choctaw, you got that.
Yeah, hey. All right. So, all right. Drew, stop obsessing with the dog.
She's farting.
So, okay. Nicole and Paris leave Miami 12 episodes? How many episodes?
I think it is 12. It's either 10 or 12.
And the climactic episode is you landing in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it? And how long did it take to shoot the thing?
6 weeks.
Is it a long 6 weeks or is it a fun 6 weeks?
It was fun. It definitely was long. There's no, because we're in an Airstream, there's no unpacking and stuff like that. And it was just really cramped because it was Paris, me, our two dogs. And also, obviously the audience doesn't see this, but there's a camera guy. There's a sound guy. And it's we're in like the smallest space.
Let me just give this observation on the lap dogs. You guys are getting an early jump on those lap dogs because historically it was only like Zsa and Ava Gabor.
At you know, 65 plus.
Yeah, here's how lap dogs are supposed to work. After a good 65 years of living, you decide this dog is the most important thing in your life. It's usually after multiple divorces. And then eventually you get in a fist fight because they won't let you bring it on the airplane. But by then you're into your late 60s.
Although it's been a new, remember we had Deborah Harry bring her, were you here when she tried to bring her dog up?
No.
Oh, they didn't let her bring her dog?
It was in the old building. I guess you weren't here.
They didn't want to let the dog in?
Yeah, there was a fist fight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is what happens. What happens is you get attached to the lap dog. The lap dog just becomes, it's like your belly button or your nostril. It's
exactly. Like, but then, she flies with me. She can fly.
What about the person next to you, though? Like, what if someone's allergic to dogs? And how come I can't get any goddamn peanuts on a Southwest flight because some pussy called in and said their kid would go into anaphylactic shock by opening some peanuts? You can fly with your dog?
I think the rule is if they're under 10 pounds.
Yeah, what?
Whatever. If you're allergic, then you sit in another seat.
We agree with you, by the way.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Let me have a sidebar with Drew. Not about the dog.
I understand.
I tell them to keep their goddamn dog at home.
No, I understand, but take responsibility for your allergies, is what you're saying. I agree with that.
I'm fine.
Take an allergy pill.
I'm fine with that.
Sit in another seat.
Yeah, okay. So, but you can't fly with a dog. You have to fly first class? Can you fly business class with a dog?
I don't know about that, but I feel like you can.
He's never flown business class.
I've flown business class, but I haven't flown business class with the dog.
I know maybe I'm dwelling on this too much, and then maybe there's certain things in life that confuse me, but the idea that, you know, you can't bring your toenail clippers on board and you can't be trusted with an actual fork. You get a spork, but you're bringing your dog
this
with
could
you.
This be a terrorist.
The dog could be packed full of TNT. Who knows?
No. You bring a medical slip with you saying this dog is certified to fly.
Wow.
Carry it in a purse. You have to.
Carry the dog in a purse?
You have to carry the dog in a purse. Or, I mean, some people have a dog carrier, but most people that fly.
Or something.
Right.
Something flexible, though?
Something, yeah. Right. And for landing and takeoff, they have to be under your seat. And then I just...
If they're with
their moms, they're just going to sleep. Like, so it's not like they're barking or running around or anything. All good.
It makes perfect sense, except for the part where they tell you, like, if you lit up a cigarette in the head, it would stop the plane and arrest you. You know what I mean? But, but Nicole's got her dog out.
No? It seems rangy.
It really is. It's like not sure what you can and can't do on the plane anymore.
Yeah.
All right. It's weird. And the whole thing with like airports and planes in general is just like, if you got to ask, the answer is no.
Right.
It's just no. You just can't do it. You can't do anything. That's why the dog thing seems funny, because they don't let you do anything. But let me tell you this. I didn't want to get into, but you know, we just got back from Europe a week ago, and it was a huge hassle. So you wouldn't do anything, change anything, or move anything, or whatever. I mean, everything's a disaster. All right. Simple Life 2 hits the road Wednesday, 9 o'clock
on
Fox, and then hijinks will ensue. I've been seeing the promos where you're at the sausage factory.
That Airstream is pulled by a car, right?
By a pink pickup truck.
But do you stay in the back in the Airstream
while Paris is driving?
Scary. She's driving.
Paris is driving
the whole time.
And actually, it's illegal to drive
with you in the back. Okay.
With us in the back.
Right. Yeah, unless you're filming an episode of I Love Lucy from 1952.
Right then.
Yeah, then you can get in that Airstream, because I think that's what Lucy took to California.
Nice.
By the way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll look out for that. Doggone. But once the dog starts farting, you said the dog's gassy.
She does fart a lot.
Well, what if?
But I mean, there's people that fart all the time on planes.
People have way, you know, it's a decent point. It's a decent point. But people, well, here's the thing, though. You have to encounter people on the plane. You don't necessarily have to encounter the dog. And people would excuse themselves, perhaps. Drew, if you had gas.
Yeah,
you're going to the bathroom and do that cheek spreader move that you do, right?
You'd excuse yourself. If I farted on a plane, I wouldn't turn to the person next to me and be like, "Excuse me, I farted." I would lie or get up or go to the bathroom.
No, that's
or something
what I mean.
Like
you would excuse yourself to the bathroom. I don't mean you would make up an excuse after you blew wind on the guy next to you. I mean you would excuse yourself to the bathroom. That's what I meant. All right, let's. Honey child. Shannon.
Yeah.
Shannon, we spoke to you last night. Remember her dad had just died?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
20.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thanks, guys, for talking to me again. It's really nice.
How are you doing today?
I don't know. I'm numb. It's easier to, like, be in denial today.
How did he die, if you don't mind my asking?
He died of cancer. He was given 6 months to live, like, 4 months ago, so...
Yeah. We actually spoke to her back then. She was dealing with it.
How close were you guys?
We were really, really close.
Where's your mom?
My mom's around. My parents were divorced, but they were really close as well. And I moved back home with my mom, and he actually moved in with me and my mom.
Do you have any siblings?
Yes, a brother and a sister, both older.
Are they helping you at all?
My brother's kind of just handling it in a really, like, different way, or he just, like, jokes a lot, and I don't know.
All right, so, Drew, what do you do?
Well, the problem, Shannon, is you still aren't even really opening to the idea that he's gone.
No.
Really? That's what she said last night.
Well, that's why I'm saying really, because it's horrible radio to do that.
I see.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No one was listening last night at 12 and then again tonight. That'd be 2 days in a row. You know, we have an every other day policy.
And it's not horrible to explain exactly what that little exchange was about.
Yeah, you want to listen. Here's the deal. You can listen Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, or you can go the Monday, Wednesday route.
It's
Yeah, that's how we break
it
up.
It's like a show.
Otherwise, we got too many people listening. Yeah. What the hell's the dog doing with its tongue? What is that?
Panting.
I said, but it flattened out like a diving board and stuck right out. He did that on purpose. That was an attack. You see him giving a stink eye, Drew?
He's got a stinky eye.
All right, go ahead, Drew.
So, Shannon, the first order of business is really letting yourself come to terms with this. And the only way that's going to happen is with the support of other people. Do you have enough support?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What did you just say?
Do you have other people to support you?
I do, but I've just been kind of pushing him away. And
how about the hospital? Any of the
well, I mean, he was in a hospice program, and I don't know. They called today, but I didn't talk to him, and they
usually bereavement groups through hospice you can get involved with, and you will find you're resisting it because you don't want to come to terms with it, and that's natural enough. All of the avoidance and resistance is all the fact that you want to stay in this place where you can sort of magically believe he's going to return or that he hasn't really gone.
Yeah.
That's not a healthy place to be. That is a place that will become very depressing rather quickly and potentially pathological. So to go to a bereavement group, get friends around you, just slowly kind of let it in bit by bit as you can tolerate.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. How much of... we have this sort of theory that you recover from emotional trauma, sort of like you recover from physical trauma, which is, you know, guys do that thing where they go, oh, man, if he wasn't in such great physical shape, he never would have survived that motorcycle accident. You know, it's just that he was in phenomenal shape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're in good shape going into the accident. It helps you recover after the trauma.
There's definitely something to that with mental issues, too, emotional issues.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, anybody is going to have a grief and a period of mourning after the loss of a loved one.
Yep.
But if you're depressed already, you may go into a serious tailspin, right?
Or if you have some conflicted issues about dad or some unfinished business, it can really become very acute.
All right. Let's talk to Mark over here, who's 16. Mark.
Hello?
What's... bogus.
Bogus?
Yeah, besides a bogus call already.
How?
I don't know.
It was just the way you said hello. It was funny.
The way you said hello.
Sorry, I was on speakerphone.
Liar, liar, whore, liar, whore, you know it.
All right, what's your question, Mark?
Well, I heard you talking about sphygma, like that thing on your uncircumcised penis a long while ago.
Sure.
And I just don't know how can I get rid of it.
You've got some debris.
You compressed air.
You got it.
What do you think?
Scrub things out and keep it dry.
Are you European?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Because most people that are uncircumcised are European. I hope so, because I don't understand the American that's uncircumcised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're European. So you can't get circumcised.
Oh, he's not European.
Yeah, you're not European. I heard you on the phone. You're like, hello.
Yeah, Mark's from Van Nuys.
Why aren't you circumcised?
Huh?
Why aren't you circumcised?
I was born in Hungary, and then I moved to America.
Where in Hungary? Uh-oh.
Budapest.
No, you weren't.
Hey, listen, a screw-off like Mark would not know the name of Budapest unless he'd been born there.
It's a pretty decent point.
Not located in Hungary,
either.
It
does seem squirrely, though.
In Budapest.
All right, speak some Hungarian to me.
Yo. I have to say, wait.
What do you want to say?
Sok szeretettel.
All right.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That means I like you a lot or something.
All right.
And I have one more quick
question. What do you eat? Huh? You eat Hungarian food?
No, I hate it. It tastes like crap, actually.
What? I like Hungarian food.
You don't like paprika?
It's paprika.
They don't say paprika there. You don't say paprika, do you?
No, they say paprika.
That's right. It's pop.
Oh, she is.
The only thing I like about Hungary is there's lots of hot chicks there. But
all right, Mark, we now believe you.
The dog just farted on Nicole.
Huh?
Good. Teach her a lesson. Mark.
Yeah?
Okay. Keep things clean and keep them dry.
And get circumcised. Girls don't like uncircumcised.
Really?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. All right. Or go back to your beloved Hungary and get yourself a nice hot Hungarian chick.
Sure.
All right. Listen, I know he's Hungarian now. I believe him because you're right. Him actually naming a country and then naming a capital of a country is way out of the range of one of our callers who didn't actually live there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about this all the time. Like, somebody could say, where are you from? And you could easily name a country, and you could easily name a city in that country, or you could make up a name that we never heard of, because obviously we don't know every city that's in Hungary. We probably know two, you know?
That's right.
So, yet, way too tall an order for anyone who calls this show.
Or God forbid, to plan a name in a country.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
I think he's telling the truth.
Oh, he is.
Because he's uncircumcised.
No, he is.
And he speaks Hungarian.
And he wouldn't have chosen Hungary.
No.
All right. So, here's the thing. Dry. That's the part. That's the other thing.
Yeah,
people don't realize the stuff needs to kind of dry out.
Oh, yeah. Ew. Yeast loves wet.
Yeah, fungus. But everything. I mean, you get jock itch.
That's fungus.
You got whatever it is. You got to get air down there.
Those things are fungi.
Yeah. Feet,
fungus.
What about, like, when you get a cut? And
yeah,
you get a cut on your finger.
Heal. Yeah, the drying helps it heal.
Yeah, that's what I tell people. I mean, you got to clean it out,
mm-hmm.
and you got to protect it. But, like, when you go to bed at night, shouldn't you take the Band-Aid off and get some air on it?
I have a problem with nurses with wound care where they always want to put ointment on everything that's
open.
Yeah,
it just keeps going.
It'll keep it going for weeks. You got to let it dry out.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. So clean the dong and hang it on the line. Or throw it in the dryer. Put it on a tumble.
Or a handheld dryer will do it.
What?
Handheld dryer.
Uh-oh. It's 16. You're going to start beating off if you do that.
The dryer?
Yeah.
He'll electrocute himself first. Oh, he'll burn himself.
I just mean it's going to remind you.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? As a 6-year-old dude, how long could you be alone with your junk before you went like, hey, wait a minute, I got an idea. That's why as a guy, can you take a bath before the age of 30 without beating off? You can't do it. You know why? Because you go like, I'm just going to take a bath. I think I'll take a bath. It'd be nice to take a bath. And then you just lie down in the bath. You go, this is relaxing. You're like, oh, there's my dick. I'm going to light a candle. Look at it. It's kind of buoyant. And that's it. I'm beating off. Wait a minute. I'm done with the water. Ah, screw it. I'm just beating off. I mean, right? How much time can you spend alone with your penis before it's time to beat off?
3.8 minutes.
You got to have some jeans on. Shower's fine. You're doing, you know, shit, you're busy. You're busy. Right. You know what I mean? Your hands are moving.
Yes. It's an interesting indictment on your psychology that you have to be busy or you begin masturbating immediately. Especially if you're alone with your penis.
Well, that's why I keep the pen in my left hand.
Yeah.
Because the second I put it down, the hands just slide right under the console. All right. Who are we talking to? Bridget?
Yeah.
Bridget.
Hi.
You're 23?
Yes.
What's up?
I haven't had my period in almost 10 months now. Mm-hmm. And I've been having some symptoms of menopause, like night sweats and like hot flashes and no sex drive whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering if it's possible for me to go through menopause at my age.
No. It's possible to have ovarian function problems, but it's not menopause.
Well, you're 23.
Right. There's some. You could have pituitary tumors. You could have thyroid conditions. There's all kinds of stuff that can go wrong, but it's not menopause. See, why haven't you gone to see the doctor? It's been 10 months.
I had a bad experience my first time to the doctor.
Hold on a second. There's got to be an abuse survivor.
Something.
Whenever you hear that bad excuse.
Yeah.
I mean, bad experience excuse thing. It's always weird.
And then the holding off for months and months, which has a medical problem.
Yeah. Bridget sounds brittle. Bridget.
Yeah.
You sound way older than 23.
Do I?
Yeah, which really usually means you saw too much too early.
Right.
Were you forced to grow up early?
Yeah.
What happened?
Bad family?
Yeah, they're kind of... Sorry.
The S word.
Sorry.
All right, Anderson will clean that up. But is your alcoholism?
Yeah, my mom's an alcoholic, and...
You had to take care of her?
And I've been raising my younger siblings since I was 8.
Yeah, so understand, though.
See, that's old.
I know.
See, you're 8, you're raising somebody instead
of... parentalized.
Instead of screwing yourself.
Yeah, parentalized.
That's what I... But any abuse other than that?
I was raped when I was 14.
Yeah.
And
that usually means there's some sexual abuse before that, though.
Right.
What happened before that?
my step-grandfather did.
Ooh. All right. So every interaction you have with a male is going to feel like somebody trying to rape you. And look, the doctors are just trying to do their job. You need to get in there and get this taken care of.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Get it taken care of. If you're having ovarian failure, you can end up with bone disease. All kinds of infertility problems. If this is a pituitary tumor, it can get out of hand. There's a lot of things that can go on here. Let's go ahead and get this taken care of, all right?
Okay.
All right. And how about a boatload of therapy for all the horrible abuse you've gone through?
Yeah, I'm doing that.
You are?
I'm doing that. Yeah, okay. It's good, though. I've had my relationship. I've got a great relationship. And it was Sears on the 1st of June. So
was what?
What?
I've been with... The man that I'm with. 2 years.
How many years?
2 years?
Six.
6 years.
Since you were 17?
Yep, on the 1st of June.
How old is he?
He's 47.
47?
Oh.
I know.
That's all right. You're an old spirit.
That's exactly the way I feel.
Hold on. Let's do some very uncomfortable math.
He was 40, she was 17.
23 years. I'll be 24 in July. So I met him right before I turned 18.
And he was 40 or 39.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a guy I don't want to hang out with.
No,
he's a really...
Although I don't even like being around myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, he's great guy, except for the pedophilia. Yeah,
no, he's great.
So.
He's fantastic.
Don't have children with him.
He doesn't want to have children.
Thank God.
Yeah, he doesn't want to have children and doesn't want to get married, so he thinks that he's holding me back.
Mm.
Oh, good.
Well, it's good impulse.
Break up with him.
No.
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
Yeah, I'm in love with him.
Then again, Bridget shouldn't have kids.
All right, good. Yeah, don't have kids. Just, look, stay with him and stay with him.
It's all right. It's all right. I actually believe Bridget's doing some work.
I do. Do your work, baby doll.
I will.
I hope your step-grandfather's dead and died in a horrible way.
Yeah, he is. Actually, he died about 8 years ago, and I was pretty happy, but I don't know. I've talked about it a lot in therapy, and I've let it go.
Good.
As much as I can.
Go take yourself, take care of yourself medically. It's called oligomenorrhea or amenorrhea. It needs to be evaluated. It's not menopause.
All right. So listen, everybody. You see what your voice will give away? It's all in the voice.
Yeah. And how you make us feel.
Yes. Yes.
It's
immediately.
Yeah.
Here's
because interesting. I actually read Super Old Boyfriend, and in therapy,
and I read sort of No Childhood.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
some abuse.
Yeah.
More Jello, please.
Screen says 23, no sex drive, night sweats, hot flashes, menopause. That's in question mark. There's no abuse. There's no anything in there. And people always want to, they're always like, why do you make everyone abused?
Yeah,
we didn't make her abused. Her step-grandfather made her abused, and her alcoholic mom made her abused. We're just trying to get to it.
She just made us feel it.
She made us feel it, and when she made that crack about not wanting, you know, having a bad experience at the doctor, then I knew.
And sounding like a Vietnam nurse from
she's 23, for Christ's sake. All right, same age as Nicole Richie.
No.
24?
I'm 22.
Oh, huh. All right.
How dare you?
Close
How
enough.
Dare you?
All right.
Go to break.
All right, Nicole Richie here tonight. We'll take a quick break from The Simple Life, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Nicole Richie is here tonight. The Simple Life 2. Road Trip is going to premiere June 16th at 9 p.m. on Fox. And the girls are in an Airstream, and they're leaving Miami, and they're heading to Los Angeles and Beverly Hills, to be more exact. And what about the third installment? Any talk about that? Have you started thinking about ideas?
Seriously, have not thought about it once.
When
Simple Life
rap?
2 hasn't even come out yet, so.
Yeah.
So we're just going to see what happens. We didn't even start doing the second season until a year after the first.
Lock them down for 3 or 4.
Well, our contract has us locked, but.
Well, wouldn't they, you don't have any idea. I mean, obviously now they moved it from the farmhouse to the trailer, so now you got to move it again.
Yeah.
If you just sort of kept it at the farmhouse,
right,
you'd be at the farmhouse
well,
again.
Well, also,
three.
I mean, for Paris and I mean, our biggest thing is that we both have careers that are trying to take off. We don't want to be reality stars for the rest of our lives. So mm-hmm. for us to just, it'd be one thing if we could do the show and kind of be on the phone and do whatnot, but the whole point of the show is that we have no phones, we have no form of communication. To just shut your life down for 6 weeks
mm-hmm.
is a lot, especially mm-hmm. when dealing with two different people that have two different careers. You know what I mean? It's just mm-hmm. it's
what do you want to be
doing? It's got to be hard. I'm working on an album. I just finished a movie called Kids in America. Mm. I'm doing a book, and have a makeup and perfume line coming out. Doing a lot.
Yeah, so all the stuff I'm doing.
That's hot.
Actually, I got makeup, perfume, and this extender, press-on nail.
Press-on nails. Corolla press-on nails.
We're toying with
it. And then your own line of talc.
Sure.
you should make a cologne line that smells
like
the way
hell.
You do after the way you do after you skip rope.
Yeah. It's called
Some people
cheese.
Are actually attracted to that. They love that. They love the BO.
Yeah. It's the same chicks who like the smegma. They're in Hungary. They're not out here. We don't like stinky dudes out here.
We're like, no, smells are not
too good. You know, my problem really is that I don't stink and that I take advantage of that and by not showering enough and, you know, not having the kind of hygiene.
Then
really,
you end up with a paper mache.
I really should have.
Casing around your nuts.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about how are you and Nicole, how are you and Paris getting along, by the way? Because you're probably, don't you start fighting being in the same...
You know, so many
weeks.
People don't get how we didn't fight, but let me just put you in the situation.
Well, it could happen.
It's everybody else, whatever family we're staying with, I mean, we stayed with like this black gospel family.
Right.
And they're preaching Christianity and don't curse and all this stuff. And Paris and I are like sisters. We've grown up together since we were two. So I'll look at her and like she's the only person that can understand what I'm thinking without me even saying anything.
Right.
And at a lot of times it's like it's us and then it's them.
Right. So you guys
are like each other's support
you
systems.
End up bonding and teaming up.
Exactly.
Which
if anything, it makes us closer.
No, it's an interesting, you know, sociological experiment, which is if you give the two girls nothing to do, eventually they'll probably start going at each other. If you give them a common foe, they'll sort of team up and unite.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned that.
Also,
yeah.
I mean, it's not like on like the real world and stuff like that. They don't know each other.
Right.
So they're just starting to get to know each other. I mean, we've grown up together, so there's nothing new about being with her for a long period of time.
If you guys were going to fight, you would have done it by now.
We would have done it already.
All right, let's talk to Erica. Erica, you're 18.
Hi, Erica.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Just my question, I want to know how you feel about the having my boyfriend use a dildo on me, because not so much, I mean, he is a lot smaller than the last guy I was with. Like,
that's good.
Less than half.
Hold on a second. Brutal. Hold on now. Less than half. less than half in the length department?
Well, the last guy I was with, I mean, I don't know how this rumor, you know, how the whole the black man thing, but I was with a black guy before, and this guy's white, and, you know, not that holds true every time, but the guy
Most
was just,
the
like
time.
9 and thick, and this guy's not even close. So...
That's got to be
good. I don't know. It's not.
Yeah, really? And, okay. Let me give my theory on why America
thinks
that.
Well, I kind of wanted your opinion on how.
I got a few theories. Okay, quiet down. Why America thinks a black man has a larger penis than
this
man.
This is your porno
theory,
yeah.
Well, no. It's a few things.
Okay, and the dark skin. Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks, Drew.
Okay, I just
That's
wanted
fantastic
to.
Fantastic radio.
Go ahead, explain.
It's perfect. Anything else?
No.
Okay. All right, let's get back to the phones. I'll give my theory later. But no, that's you're right. Erica?
Yes.
I'm not being sarcastic either. I'm just tired. Erica, you're 18.
Yes, I am.
All right, the guy's got a big black penis, the old guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't you do exercises to tighten yourself?
Me? Tighten myself like Kegel exercises?
You can do like quenching exercises, clenching exercises.
Those are called Kegels, but that's not the problem.
Kegel exercises isn't going to make his penis bigger, though. I mean, it doesn't stay up.
All right, hey, look, is she just screwing with this guy? It really does sound like I had my ex guy, he was black guy, he was twice as big. This guy's less than half as small.
She was just about to launch on the fact that he has trouble sustaining an erection.
You bring up. A decent point, Nicole does, about the Kegel exercises. She knows what Kegel exercises are. Her reply is, that's not going to make his penis bigger.
Yeah.
Now,
well, it'll make you feel it more. I mean, there's nothing you can do to make his penis bigger.
Well, she's... Okay. Let me explain what's going on with Erica. I'll give her a couple of choices. A, bogus, which means there's a guy standing nearby because women are not bogus on their own. And two, it's like dogs. There's no bad dogs. There's just bad owners.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's no bad female callers. There's just bad boyfriends who stand next to them.
Put them up
making
to
them, making them do... It's like making them turn tricks. Like an after-school special or something.
Right.
Or secondly, she's just angry.
Yeah.
God, is she angry. So let's try to figure out which one it is. Erica?
Adam, real quick. Remember I called in before, and I was the one that had anal sex before vaginal sex?
Well, that's most of our callers.
Okay, well,
most
anyways,
everyone
I called
who calls the show.
But see, this is the first person I was with. My question originally was, though, would that hurt his feelings if I asked him to use a dildo on me? Because I like having things in me anyways, like objects, and I don't know if that would hurt his feelings. Because he already knows the penis situation, and I think he's aware of, you know.
Right. No, it would not hurt his...
Hold on.
It would not hurt his feelings.
It would. No, hold on.
I know
hurt feelings. We're not talking about hurt feelings. We're talking about freaking a guy out.
Yeah,
we're talking about a guy thinking you're nuts. And
but it's a dildo, though. I mean, I've heard callers call him before. And
No. Look.
What other objects are you sticking inside of you?
Well, when I first started masturbating and stuff, I've used various things. But I always put condoms on stuff because I've never
like
been able to buy a dildo.
Like what?
Like for a while, I used an ice cream scoop.
How old were you when they started all this?
I don't know. I've been listening to you guys way too long. I mean, not just the show, not because of the show, but I think I've been masturbating probably since I was like, I mean, various forms of it since, I don't know, maybe since I was like 12, maybe 11.
Do you have a single mom?
No, but my dad was never ever around. And
yeah.
So.
But, I mean, is there any chance that you, because I actually know somebody that's like this. Do you think that you've ever experienced your mom just being irresponsible and doing that in front of you when you were younger?
Like having sex?
That's just, I mean,
anything like
that. My mom slept with me for a really long time, but I've never seen her masturbate ever. I mean, it's,
or have sex with somebody.
She used a sugar cone on her, actually.
Were you exposed to pornographic?
That's a waffle. Waffle, I'm
Were
sorry.
Were you exposed to pornographic material or anything like that?
Yeah, I saw stuff when I was younger, flipping through channels accidentally with my cousins and stuff, but, you know what, I had a little friend when I was younger, and I've always wanted to call in about this, but we used to do stuff. We'd play mommy, daddy, and pretend to get pregnant, but we would take our clothes off and rub on each other. Mm. But that was when we were like 4 and 5 and 6, but I thought that was, I didn't
All
know
right.
that was just
Erica, where's your dad, by the way?
Well, we've had this discussion before. My dad lives in Riverside. I know you don't remember me. But, my dad wasn't really around. He's a workaholic, and he was never there through my childhood. Yeah. I see him now every now and then. But
hold on a second. So, Erica has a wild combination of things. First, she lives in Riverside, which is a horrible, horrible. I don't even like, if I'm driving through Riverside, I roll the windows up. I could smoke a cigar in a Mini Cooper. I would roll the windows up if I was driving through Riverside. Is that dicey? Number one. Number two, she's intelligent. There's no doubt about it. High intelligence. Doesn't mean she's not effed up, just high intelligence. And it's weird that her dad was not around, not because he was strung out on meth and in and out of the joint, because he's a workaholic. Yeah. And it's weird. I mean, not weird, creepy, but just start to make sense that she got his intelligence, but she never got his love. And so she's kind of screwed up, but she's sort of smart at the same time.
She also, I think, got his bipolar disorder.
Yeah. Now, what the hell is he doing in Riverside? What's your dad doing in Riverside?
My dad actually, he owns an auto parts store in Colton.
Is Colton in Riverside?
Did Drew? No, it's like San Bernardino-ish, right. I think. Did Drew say something about bipolar?
Yeah.
Because my mom's bipolar. She's not. Yeah. She hasn't really been diagnosed, I mean, by a doctor, but, I mean, I know, without a doubt, I've done a lot of research on it, and that she is.
Well, you have features. You have features as well.
I have features of bipolarness?
Yeah.
I've had a lot of different problems throughout my life. My whole family's got problems, so.
Yeah, I got that. And all this hypersexuality and this extreme sort of preoccupation with the insides. And violating yourself,
Erica,
and all stuff.
Erica, how about this? Forget about the dildos for a second, would you please? You're a smart person, but you're wildly effed up at the same time.
Thank you.
Okay? Stop worrying about what you're going to shove in you next, and get yourself some therapy.
Okay.
Yeah. Take that duffel bag of a coos you got and bring it into the therapist's office, would you?
Okay.
All right? And stop preoccupying about what to tell your boyfriend about the size of the last
penis
and everything. And by the way, that just means you can't handle intimacy. You're trying to freak the guy out and drive him away.
When people have been abused, women, sometimes the penis becomes a symbol of safety and security. And they can't feel whole without that sense.
Well, I mean, intimacy. There is no intimacy. I don't think she even cares about him. She just wants something inside of her. She's taken all of the intimacy completely out of sex, period. It's not intimate. It's not emotional.
Right.
She just needs something inside of her.
That's become the symbol for being fulfilled.
And anytime we hear that, look, I want to talk to my man about, and then you hear what it's about, and you realize, holy Christ, if I heard that, I'd go heading for the hills. You're trying to drive the guy away.
Yeah.
You can imagine that conversation. Yeah, I remember Lucius? Yeah, he was hung like a towel bar. You got nothing. I'm looking to put a hydrant up me in order to fill the void. What do you think?
Am I hurting your feelings?
Yeah, you're cool, right?
No, it would start with, as she would say, I'm into putting things up me.
Yeah.
Objects.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, baby. I got to go out and get a pack of smokes. I'll be back in about 6 years. Nicole Richie here from the Simple Life, the road trip version, which is coming out this Wednesday, 9 o'clock on Fox. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Nicole Richie is here tonight. The Simple Life 2 road trip is coming to a TV near you this Wednesday at 9 o'clock on Fox, and we should try a little Germany or Florida. It's been a long time, yes?
Yes.
All right. Here's how the game is played. All bizarre stories come out of either Germany or Florida. You call in. You tell us the bizarre story. We tell you either Germany or Florida.
Germany or Florida!
That's our theme.
Who was that? I forget.
Oh, that's Andy Dick. Now, do the real theme, Anderson, because it's powerful. It's moving.
Too much sun and not to use.
Oh.
Things are sick and twisted from too much sun and Nazis. Sex, meth, and death fetishes. Both of them have got these. Guaranteed not to bore you, Germany or Florida.
Zach?
Yeah?
You're 13?
Yeah.
That's right. Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Before I say anything, can I just tell Nicole that my friend Cole loves you.
That's sexy. How old is he?
He just turned 13.
That's really hot.
13. Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Oh, there's nothing worse than a 13-year-old kid named Cole. He's hot. You know, he knows it. Look at that 13-year-old knows he's hot.
There's some, like, hot guy names, like Cole.
Yeah, Cole's
one of those,
hot,
like, cool names.
Yeah, Cole. You got some fat kid with frizzy hair. Are you kidding me?
Cole is a hot name.
Cole's a hot kid name.
Yeah. All Coles I know were, like, hot.
Cole Corolla. Wow. Like, what if you're like, you just found out, like, hey, you got a blind date. What's his name? Cole. Cole Corolla. You'd be like, where do I take my pants off? Forget it. Just tell him to put his penis through the mail slot. I'm not even going to leave the house. He's hot. Sight unseen. Cole Corolla. Yeah?
Whatever you say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I may name myself Cole. All right, start calling me Cole, everybody.
All right, Cole. Next call, Cole.
Zach?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got Cole and Drew.
Hi, Zach.
Hi.
And that's
okay.
Nicole.
Okay.
It's like me with an N-I in front of it. What's up?
Okay. A man had hidden some ammunition and 3 handguns in the oven before he and his wife left on vacation. However, by the time they returned from their trip, the couple had apparently forgotten about the bullets. When the woman turned on the oven to prepare dinner, the rounds went off. The man told officers he had thought the items would be safe. Jimmy or Florida?
Florida. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, feels like Florida with the handguns.
Germans. Germans are not that stupid.
Germans like their guns, but I think they're a little more responsible and they have a gun safe and that kind of thing like
much
that.
Much more fastidious. They don't mix things. Germans.
Right. Right.
Ovens are for food, and that's that.
Right. On the other hand, Florida housewives don't do a lot of baking.
Ooh, good point. Well, making dinner. Just making dinner.
Still firing up the oven.
Heating up the stovers.
Okay. Yeah, maybe if it's like macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
What do you think, Nicole?
I think it's Florida.
Florida?
He was hiding the handguns?
Yeah.
I feel like Germans are so hardcore, they don't hide anything.
No.
They're just like, here are my handguns, and that's all I have to say.
They would take better care of them. Okay, we're going Florida. We're all going Florida.
Okay, yeah, it is Florida.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye, Zach.
Bye.
Thanks for playing, Zach. Let me say this. I was working on my house, and I was looking for a place to put the flagpole. I like a flagpole.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you something about not only my, patriotic. Yeah. You put a flagpole up in your house, all of a sudden it turns into
a compound.
Fort. Yeah. It's sort of half yacht, half compound. I am telling everybody, if you got a house and it's 2,000, 2,500 square foot, and it's in the valley and there's not much to it, it's just a regular house, and you're putting it up on the market, spend $250, get a 20-foot flagpole, put it in the front yard, all of a sudden A becomes the flagpole house. So when people are talking, they're like, well, which house do you want to get? Well, I kind of like the flagpole house. B, it's patriotic, and C, that $250 will add $175,000 to the price of the house. Now, keep in mind, out here, it's $1 million for nothing.
Yeah.
But the flag, it's so much more substantial. It's like, whoa, it's a library. It's some sort of public office or something the guy has. So I'm looking for a place to put my flagpole.
You really want to go crazy and light it.
Oh, you light the flag? Well, you have to, unless you don't want to take the thing down. That's flag law.
Oh, is that right?
You can put a light on it if you want to leave it up there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, there's flag etiquette.
I didn't realize it was law.
Well, you're either supposed to get it down and fold it at the end of each day, or you can leave it up at night, but you got to hit it with a light.
Wow, interesting.
Okay, now, here's the thing. Now, here's what I'm trying to figure out. I thought for a second, if I fly that Confederate flag, no one will laugh with me. Because I put the American flag up, then I put the Confederate flag underneath it, and everybody drives by and knows I got a gun. Because think about this. What percentage of guys who have a Confederate flag shown somewhere on the outside of the house, got a gun on the inside of the house?
Well, the thing about
what percentage?
90.
Okay, 90, and the 10% that don't either hocked it, it's in the pawn shop, or it was wrestled away from them.
But the Confederate flag
by an ATF guy
is a big sign saying "F with me."
Yeah, okay.
Now coming
okay.
up from my house.
Now this is an interesting point. Yeah. So I don't fly the Confederate flag, even though I like the message it sends that hey, I got a gun and I'm cleaning it. I mean, and not only got a gun, I got a shotgun. Yeah. Is that one? Now you run the "Don't tread on me" sign.
Little snake.
None of the racist ramifications, but it still says I got a gun. You know
like
what
that.
I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. I like it.
Now, it says I got a gun and it's in a safe, though. The Confederate one says I got a gun and it's on my belly while I fought passed out.
Yeah.
You know what? It saw it off.
As a musket.
That's right. Nicole Richie, not a lot of thoughts on the flag, huh?
No.
Nicole Richie's here. You know what the Confederate flag looks like?
Yeah.
All right, I think I said fag.
That'd
be a good show. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Nicole Richie's in studio tonight. Of course, you know her from The Simple Life, and the second edition of that is coming out this Wednesday at 9 o'clock on Fox. Also on the cover of this month's Stuff magazine?
This month, yeah.
Gotta get my stuff figured out. She's looking very fetching, showing a little cleavage, I might add. And that is this month's Stuff magazine. All right, the July edition. True?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, July's out already? What the hell are we
gonna be like Playboy.
It comes out a month after.
Like Playboy.
I mean, the next month is out on that month.
Really? Right at the beginning of the month?
At the beginning, every magazine's like that.
Oh, they are?
They come out monthly, yeah.
It used to just be Playboy, didn't it, True? Am I making this up?
Stuff is following Playboy's footsteps, right?
Yeah, but other monthly magazines don't come out a month early, or do they?
Yeah.
They
Vogue,
do?
Bazaar, Elle.
Fashion-type magazines.
Oh, fashion-type ones do?
It's the news ones that don't.
But what about the Utney Reader?
6 months ahead.
6 months? Yeah. All right. Drew?
Yeah, I'm looking to see if the Seneca thing's in this magazine.
All right. No.
Yeah, I was.
I know you are. But that's not...
It's not.
All right. All right, and we don't explain everything on the show. Liz?
Yes?
You're 18?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I'm in a relationship with someone, also 18, and he has sort of a thing for sleeping with boys. Not young boys, you know, boys our age. Mm-hmm. But he says he's not gay, and, you know, he wants to spend the rest of his life with me, and, you know, I'm all for him getting it out of his system. But am I just, like, making a fool out of myself and wasting my time?
Well, let me just set you straight on concepts. There's no such thing as getting men-on-male sex out of your system.
No.
That does not happen.
That,
but he has sex with me. And he, like, you know.
No, but
he's clearly bisexual.
You know how they say it's like a bottomless salad bowl if you go to certain restaurants?
Yeah.
Bottomless cornholing.
Yeah,
going in with the guys. Well, you don't get it out of your system. The anus has no bottom.
Okay.
Bottomless anus. Ironically, Drew, no bottom on the bottom. It's it's like going to a place and 55th refill of iced tea. They're just going to keep them coming. No bottom.
Yeah,
but
it is interesting that women sort of get that out of their system a little bit. Women can, female on female same sex interaction can be like, I tried that, it wasn't much. Male on male, that's a commitment.
Always going to be there.
Yeah, a guy could be persuaded into something or be loaded and have something bad happen, but if he's into sleeping with boys, as you put it, that is gay. And he may not like being gay. He may not want to be gay. He may be fighting against it. He may want you for a beard. He may actually really care about you, too. Mm. But he's gay.
Mm. Yeah, well,
okay.
Look, either way.
Still...
Okay, hold on. It smacks of something up with him, and it smacks of something up with you in a big way.
It was her desperation.
So I don't care what's up with him, but what's up with you? Here, I'm going to give you two choices. Victim of abuse or fat?
Not fat.
Yeah, then you got abuse.
I've got the whole, like, father complex, you know, looking. My dad was never around. He's a big jerk. You know, looking for somebody to latch on to, I guess.
All right. Why don't you find someone who likes ladies?
But you're trying to latch on to somebody who's not available just like dad.
But, you know, we have, like, a relationship. It's just, like, a very, very odd one.
It's not real. It's not substantial. It's a distance.
Am I just, like, you know...
Yes.
Do you get jealous when you see him checking out other guys?
Sometimes, but not really. Like, I'm cool if he wants to go have sex with boys, because there's some things I can just not do for him, you know, obviously.
What if, like, okay, let's say that you want to go to a movie.
Really? Hold on. What can't you do for him? You got a mouth.
I obviously don't have the paraphernalia to satisfy him.
Is that restricted affect?
What do you need? A strap on, you mean? I mean.
I wouldn't even want to do that. And he doesn't want me to do that with him. You know, he wants to have.
She's like a tight, like a Liz, drum.
I hate to sound like a broken record. And I know the problem with this show is everyone just calls in, they have a question, and then we turn it on them and tell them to get some therapy. But, Liz, you're a mess. And this guy's a train wreck. And this relationship is a travesty.
We got over, like, heroin addiction, and that sucks. And
who's the heroin addict? Wait. Who's the heroin addict?
He asked about that, too.
He is?
Yeah, he's being a jerk about it.
No. Was he a heroin addict?
Yeah, we both were.
Oh, okay.
Is that how he got started on sleeping with boys, is because he would please men to get free heroin?
No.
Here's the deal. Here's what this is. He was sexually abused by a male growing up.
Yeah.
He screwed
with a sexual... I don't think so.
Yeah.
Like
I guarantee you.
He's a hoosier.
He's just a happy-go-lucky bisexual junkie.
Yeah.
Please.
Exactly. And so he got strung out on heroin as part of the trauma issues. You're a heroin addict whose recovery is not doing well at all. Let's let me explore her recovery a little bit.
Supportive. Like, I go to the methadone clinic. You know,
you're on methadone.
Went to jail.
You're on methadone.
Are you still on methadone?
Yes.
All right.
How long have you been on methadone?
Just about a month. Like a while back, like last year. Yeah. And it worked, but then I was an idiot and, you know, started using again.
On it for a month. Shouldn't you be getting off of it by...
Doing a little detox?
Yeah, like 30 days. You should be close to over,
No, I mean, that's not how the program works. The one I'm going to, like, I myself, like, last time I was on it for about 2 or 3 months, detoxed myself. There are people there that have been going for, like, 10 years. I don't intend to be one of them.
Yes, but Liz.
Yeah. I was a heroin addict. I mean, I'm not, like, saying, I'm just saying after 30 days...
You should be off.
Of being on methadone, you're going to get... Methadone is an opiate.
Right. It's addictive. I know. And they do, like...
There are now other drugs to get off of heroin.
Or something. But they're not too big on that.
Listen.
Hey, Liz.
Yes.
All right. Well, first off, I think I owe you an apology.
You are wrong. She's not...
I was all wrong about you, kids. Okay. I'm now changing my bet. Please do not get pregnant.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Are you pregnant right now?
By my boyfriend, by a 35-year-old man, and it wasn't quite consensual sex. That's a whole other mess.
Now, what's going on with that?
She was raped.
I know. What are you doing with the kid?
I had an abortion.
Oh, okay, good. We're going
to send you out. Didn't really want to, but that would have been like, you know, goat baby.
I'm perfect. Okay, Liz, look. I don't trust this guy. I feel bad for him. I'm sure he was a victim. Everyone's strung out on heroin. Everyone's a mess. Everyone's bisexual. This is a disaster.
We're clean now.
Everything's great.
No, you're on methadone.
Okay. You're not clean if you're on methadone.
Well, he isn't, and he's giving me
All right. Look, here's my whole point, everybody. Here's what I'm saying. I feel like the parent who's saying to the kid, look, I know you're going to throw a party. I'm going out of town for a long weekend. I know there's going to be a party. I know you're going to take my car joyriding. I know you're going to F your stepsister. I know you're going to do everything. Please just don't burn the house to the ground. Please let me just come back to a disgusting mess and a couple of cops. But please don't let me come back to just smoldering ashes. Like, I had some thoughts. You know, you start your way with, I'd like the kid to go to a good college, and eventually just work your way down to, could you not kill yourself and repopulate the planet with other screwballs before you go to the grave? I'm just at that point with about 3/4 of people that call this show.
Well, this was
top of my list.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for what somebody did to you a long time ago, but at a certain point you become an adult, and then the grief turns to anger. It's like, I felt sorry for you when you're a kid, and now I'm angry at you because this life that you're carrying on and all the denial you're in. Oh, we got a relationship. We're looking at getting married. Everything's great. He's a great guy. He just steps out with the fellas every once in a while. And let me say this, too, at the risk of getting preachy. Things don't exist in a vacuum. We say this all the time. You know, it's like, hey, they're a great young couple. Everything's fine. They're looking toward marriage. They have their hopes and dreams. I'm hearing a Carpenter song in the background. Only thing is he likes to step out and get little funky with the fellas just every once in a while. But then I welcome him back with open arms.
And we just got off of heroin.
Well, but
right.
That's the point.
Well, the point is everyone wants you to believe that we do these strange, bizarre behaviors, and then everything else is perfect. Yeah, and then as soon as you scratch beneath the surface, you just get just that first coat of paint, and everything is just atrophied right under it.
Yeah. Well, Liz, you're not capable of making any decisions right now, period, because you don't have a clear head. And I'm obviously you're not on heroin anymore, but you are on methadone. Your head's not clear, and you're just incapable of making any decisions whatsoever. I guarantee you that if you were clean, you probably would not think it's as okay as you do right now. But everything is just so clouded for you that you probably don't see what's going on. But it's not a good thing.
Best thing we could advise you is start going to some NA meetings, meet up with people who've been where you've been, and get some support and see what you need to do to get better. You're going to probably need to spend some time somewhere to deal with this.
Nicole, did you do the methadone?
I didn't, no.
Never tried it?
No.
It's a bad time.
It's bad. Drew hates methadone.
I feel like methadone's so 80s. Like, well, there's so many different ways to get off of methadone.
Yeah.
I mean, to get off of heroin.
Well, but methadone is
not necessarily
methadone
an answer.
Maintenance is being urged upon people.
Chronic users, right? Or
well,
abusers?
No, there's a whole...
There's another... True, you don't like it, though.
No, I know, but there's a whole movement within the field I work where people are saying, well, opiate addiction, the success rate is so low, we should just put everybody on methadone and call it a life.
But then they get addicted to methadone.
Profoundly.
Yeah.
Profoundly.
More so
it's horrible
than heroin.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Drew hates it, says it makes him moody and he can't get it up.
Yeah, it's tough.
You got to do that thing with your dork they do in porn reserve. They actually whack it against something a couple of times.
Yeah.
And somehow gets them going.
That.
It'd be nice. Nice, because there's nothing left after I grab it with my three fingers.
With the okay sign.
Yeah. How's a quiet down? How's the sobriety going, Nicole?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Great.
Good.
Great.
And what, I didn't know much about this heroin thing. So you kicked it.
We talked about it last time.
We did?
Yeah, kick heroin in March.
Where was I?
But
was
I'm glad that you were listening. I'm glad
that
you
care. Talking about the police that got her.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Hey, good times.
So I got clean in March 2003.
Uh-huh.
So that's really all I have to say about that.
When the hell were you in here then?
December.
December 8th.
Jesus.
Yeah. Day before Pearl Harbor. Yeah, good times. All right, now I remember. Where are we going?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I thought a lot of things were okay when I was wasted, because you're wasted and you don't realize.
It changed, really.
So, I mean, it's not even her fault that she thinks that some of these things are okay, because she doesn't even know.
She's on drugs.
She doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's probably been in her room for like 4 days.
It changes the motivational priorities of the brain. It colors
her priorities are like just not.
That's right.
She can't make any decisions right now.
All right.
Five.
Let's see.
Whatever you want.
Well, five's
two.
Not it. All right. Here's the question, line five, is does yellow coloring in Mountain Dew lower your sperm count?
All right, let's deal with that one now. No.
Why do we got to talk to him?
We don't. That's it.
All right.
We're done. Oh,
Matt?
Why are you...
Matt? Oh, shut up, Drew. All you do is horrible radio. Matt?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Hey, not so much.
All right, buddy. Now I'm bored. All right.
Two.
I don't want to say anything bad about Mountain Dew because I got yelled at last time. I called it Nectar of the Tards. But please, people, what are we thinking? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That was bad
Pepsi.
Times.
Want me to cut that?
Pepsi owns Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had to do that, Dew. Actually, I
like the Spy versus Spy commercials they're coming up with.
Yeah, actually, those are clever. Doesn't change the product, but one day I'm going to. I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Rule the world,
everybody. I'm not going to talk about Mountain Dew, but I'll just replace it with Sunny Delight. And if you want to think Mountain Dew while I'm saying Sunny Delight, that's up to you.
I love Sunny Delight.
All right. Well, now I got nothing to say. Really?
I really do love Sunny Delight.
Sunny D.
I love it.
Hey, just you like the corn syrup and the orange coloring
it's
in
so
place
amazing.
Of the orange, huh?
I love it.
How about orange juice?
I like orange juice.
But you love Sunny D.
I hate grape juice.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You've tried the purple and the yellow
the white,
kind,
yeah.
the white kind?
The white, yeah, I did.
You hate grape juice.
I don't like grape juice or
you
grape
hate
soda.
The purple, yeah, but what about just a Welch's purple grape juice?
No,
but you do like the Sunny D.
Love Sunny D.
All right, so let me get this straight. Do not like the purple Welch's delightful, delectable, delicious
Welch's
nectar
grape juice.
Of the gods grape juice.
No.
But enjoy the synthetic taste of Sunny D.
I love it. I don't think of it as orange juice. I think of it as Sunny Delight.
You got to stay away from things that say drink on it. Now, here's what I'm guessing.
Or spread.
Here's what I'm guessing. Spread's bad, too. Unless it's on a video box. Drew, what happened to you, Nicole, is you got hooked on the D early.
Yes.
That was probably your first H was the D, you know, if you think about it. You got hooked on the Sunny D early, and you don't know any better. You need some methadone. You need methadone for the Sunny D. You need some Delightadone to get you right off of that.
I love Sunny Delight.
Here's the whole thing about Sunny Delight. If you don't get weaned on, or if you don't get a steady, you know, if it's like one shot of breast milk, one shot of Sunny D, if you don't get it early and often,
and you
hit that stuff about 19, you spit it right in the person's face who handed you the glass. You're like, what the hell is this? This is an insult. You slap them with a white glove. You must have got on it as a kid.
Why did you?
You know, I love, my favorite part was the commercials when they're like all dirty and they're like, hey, Mom, and they have, actually, they have grape soda next to it, and they like swipe the grape soda, the grape soda to the side. They're like, you got Sunny D, and the mom's like, oh, kids. And it's like, la, 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 Sunny D.
Yeah. I know. That worked.
It's so great.
Let's replace Kool-Aid for this whole discussion.
All right.
Kool-Aid.
And here's another thing. Your dad's rich, right? What's he doing bringing home Sunny D? That is so welfare.
I love it.
Well, there was
that
a while
so
when she and her mom were off on her own, remember?
Oh, real? Oh, is that it?
What?
And your mom? Were you and your mom on your own? And
not until I was 9.
That's right, when Sunny D hit.
She's buying Sunny D for you, right? Your mom?
I'm sure.
Making ends meet?
I'm sure.
Not enough money to buy orange shoes? No?
Do you feel, I mean,
yeah?
Parents buy their kid McDonald's. It's terrible for you.
That's true.
I mean, Sunny D is not, it's not going to kill
but they,
you.
But they don't
good.
Bring it home and keep it in the fridge and have the kid be able to get at it whenever they want. All right.
I've worked out
the Sunny D thing. I understand. And it may be comfort liquid for you. Do you see what I'm saying? It's something you equate with a simpler time. You know, before Paris Hilton and the Windstream. you know what I mean? Or the Airstream, whatever it is.
Paris loves Sunny D, too, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she loves it.
She like Mountain Dew?
I don't know.
All right. Okay. Fair enough. She must have got it early, too. That's all I can think of. All right. Drew, where do you want to go?
Yeah.
Was on speed? Silver? Baby? Yeah. David?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I've been dating this girl for about 6 months, and we've been having sex for most of it, and she's my first. And in the beginning, I was a little... I am not a long-distance runner, exactly. And she told me it would get better, and come 6 months later, I still can't... I have a problem with premature ejaculation.
A one-pump chump.
And I don't... What do I do about it?
Mm-hmm. Well... let's talk genetics for a second and what we can't do about it. And it's really not much. Here's the whole thing, everybody. You get a hand dealt to you, and that's about it. And we make a career out of trying, and people, including ourselves, are guilty of this. You have a career telling people they can change and giving them advice. It really doesn't make any difference at all. If you're one pump chump, as Nicole would say. If you're lucky, you get to 2.5 pumps. That's doing good for you. You're never going to change that much.
There's no, like, exercises or anything?
There's antidepressants you can go on.
Yeah, serotonin reuptake inhibitors will prolong things. But really, it's more about learning to deal with how you are. which means maybe masturbating beforehand or something. Yeah. Figuring things out.
Nothing's going to do anything. You got to kind of enjoy it and see if that you can get a round two out of your penis.
I guess it's not exactly what I was hoping to hear, but I can make the best
Drew,
of it.
You, hold on. You pointing at the side of your mouth is a weird oral sex. Yeah. You talking about oral sex?
Yes, yes.
The side of your mouth is creepy, Drew.
Okay.
And Drew gave me the, and what about this? And he points to the crack where his upper and lower lip meet. It's kind of weird. Like, I thought I had a piece of asparagus or something stuck to my... What do you want? Yeah, side of the mouth. Yeah. Now, Drew, stick your tongue out and go a little when you do the...
It's a lady present.
You do your point of the side. All right, so, you can give oral sex, and Nicole, you stop me if I'm wrong. If a guy doesn't have much stamina in the sack, all will be forgiven with some good oral sex, yes? Yes.
Uh-oh.
No?
Sounding yes.
No? It's going to help, isn't it? Let me give you
a
hypothetical.
Remember, some women don't like this.
Some have to. Hold on. Do you not like it?
No, I don't mind it, but that does not take the place of.
Yeah.
It doesn't take the place of having sex. I mean, it just doesn't.
No, it does not, but talk to your girlfriends about this. Drew's got some ideas. All right, we got to get in it.
Can't you, like.
No, hold on, Missy. We're not done talking about oral sex. You are not a huge fan of it.
I'm not.
You're not saying
it's
bad.
I'm not opposed to it.
Not opposed to it.
But just not a huge fan.
Not a big fan. Some and guys are this way too. There's some guys who like a nice BJ, guys like myself, and then there are guys like Drew. Not a big No, I'm not kidding. He's a man of such passion that he can't eat the salad. He wants to get to the main course.
Well, they're two completely different things. Having sex and having oral sex, it's not the same.
Night and day.
They don't feel the same way. So, I mean, I'm not going to compare the two because they're different.
Well, you don't have to compare one to the other, but you can enjoy them both separately. Some people enjoy one much more.
I do enjoy them both separately.
But let's say, because Drew, and stop me if I'm wrong here. You, on a scale of 1 to 10, you would give intercourse a 10, and you would give oral, that is receiving oral, a 3.
A 5.
3.5.
3.5.
Because you would be thinking about your 10.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah.
You'd be like, when am I going to get some?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost distracting in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, let's just call it a 4 or 5.
Okay.
All right, now where are you, Nicole?
I would give intercourse a 10.
Right.
I would give oral sex 4.5, 5.
Four. You guys make a good couple. All right, so that's you. Now, the reason Drew doesn't enjoy it is because he's a man of such exquisite passion that he is thinking about his 10 the whole time he's receiving his 4. And when you're thinking about your 10 while the 4 is going on, surely you're not going to enjoy the 4 that much. I mean, there's such a hankering for it. It's such a carnivorous sexual appetite that he can't enjoy the starter course. Now, would that be the same for you?
Plus also, I mean, I feel like certain guys like Drew don't care about the fact that, okay, so your penis is in a girl's mouth. Like, I think it's more about the idea that, like, oh, that's so wrong or that's so, like, naughty. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's not, I mean, that's not how I think of when I'm with a guy. I'm not like, oh, I want it to be, like, naughty and wrong.
You and I had this conversation before of, like, I couldn't register that. Remember that?
Hold on. I just want to make sure I'm not confused, and we got to go to break. But don't worry, we're going to pick this up by the soda machine.
In fact, maybe we should take a break right now.
All right, but I just want to make sure I'm clear on one thing.
Chris is getting agitated. Let's go to the bathroom.
Nicole, you got to blow a little steam off, buddy.
His face is like bright red.
Nicole, you're talking about you receiving oral sex and Drew, both of you receiving.
Right. And she's saying the whole thing, she thinks the people that are so into the oral are into it because it's a little naughty or something. That stuff doesn't
register.
Right,
but Nicole, when you were saying that, you kind of spun it around to a guy. We're just talking about you.
I'm saying both.
Okay. All right, because there's no real naughty connotation really the other way with the guy on the girl, or quite
well,
as naughty.
It could,
all right, take,
yeah,
a break. Take,
be.
A break. Take a break. Take a break.
All right, because we have more questions here. Nicole Richie here tonight, and we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Nicole Richie is here tonight from Simple Life 2. Road Trip, 9 o'clock, Fox, Wednesday night. This Wednesday, big premiere. All right, so we're talking about, orgasms and oral sex and all that good stuff. We know that Drew, who's a man of exquisite, unparalleled passion, is a good 10 when it comes to intercourse, or at least enjoys it, and about a 4 in terms of receiving the oral.
You kind of switch around, and I think it's because one requires work.
Yeah, the other. That's the whole thing. As a dude, you can't just lay back and enjoy the intercourse. You actually gotta pump that water up from the well. You know what I mean? It's great. I love taking a nice shower, too, but pumping it is the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's some work. You got to bucket it in,
worker.
You know what I mean?
You've got that world-class receiving.
I like to receive.
Position down. You've nailed it. Yeah,
no
yeah.
one receives oral like me.
You're going to shower?
I think I will.
Right.
Well, because I'm practically in the position now. A lot of guys brag about how they can perform on a woman.
They're probably lying.
Yeah. My claim to fame is how well I receive.
That's hot.
Yeah. See, here it goes. Here's how I receive oral.
Oh.
Yeah. Hold on. Don't stop. Yeah. That's. And then once in a while I do this one. Yeah, like that. That's good. Yeah.
Do you actually keep breathing? That's work. The breathing.
Yeah, it's tough.
I mean, it seems like you're going to absolute suspended animation.
Yeah. Well, what I do is I go like this. Like I'll go. All right. No. Nothing. I try to get my heart to stop. No blinking.
Like a yogi.
No cellular stuff. Respiration.
Yes,
nothing.
Right. Yeah,
nothing.
No oxidative metabolism.
And I'll go.
Stops.
So I'll just let all my air out, and then I'll stop for a few seconds, and I'll have to gasp for more.
Okay.
All right. But so I'm a world class receiver, but Drew's theory. Is that anybody who is into the sex intercourse part and not so much into the oral, multi-orgasmic? True. Yeah.
True.
A woman of extreme passion.
I am.
Yeah. You guys, imagine how passionate your kids would be. You know what I mean? I mean, not on each other for Christ's
no,
sake,
God
but
sake so.
In general. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Drew may already have run the risk of having three very passionate children. Let's hope the girl dodged a passion bullet.
Yeah, because
Drew as a father doesn't like to think about the passion of the young daughter, but the passion of the sons, Drew. I mean, obviously they're going to be a chip off the passion block. Yes,
we'll see.
So Nicole, so Drew's theory is right. That if you enjoy the intercourse and you're lukewarm on the oral, you are multi-orgasmic and a woman of extreme passion, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. And it's nice. It's nice as a guy because, you know, there's nothing worse than feeling like you got to pry an orgasm out of a woman. You know? And really, at the end of the day, you bust your hump and maybe there's a little payday at the end of a very long day of intercourse.
As a guy, do your feelings get hurt? If a girl does not have an orgasm,
no. But I mean, first off, you're not doing the shirtless pose down in front of the full length mirror, going, "Yeah, you want some?" You don't do that. No, you sort of slink off to the sofa and lick your wounds a little bit. It depends. Your feelings are hurt if you know the woman had it in her and you couldn't find it.
Right.
If you know that the woman really that's not her thing or that's not the way she works and listen, you couldn't find the Holy Grail and neither could the several hundred guys who came before you, fine. But if someone is a woman of exquisite passion like you are, Nicole, and I roll and come up snake eyes, I'm going to kill myself.
You should. But there's another weird thing that happens with women like Nicole.
So you better fake it, sweetie. That's all I'm saying. You got to fake it when
women,
you're with me.
Women like Nicole think that women who have difficulty having orgasms are lying.
Yeah.
Like, how could that be? That's just ridiculous.
Right.
It's like, that doesn't even make sense. How could that be? Like,
yeah.
What are you talking about?
Hmm. And let me tell you, too, as a young woman of 22, your passion will only run deeper as the years wear on.
Unless, let me just say this.
Unless.
If you're a girl and you're having sex just to have sex because, like, the scoop woman, you just like things inside of you, and the guy that you're having sex with is Mr. Passion, I don't think you're going to get an orgasm from that because you guys are coming from two separate places. Again, if the girl is coming from straight passion and, let's say, the guy is just doing it to blow a load, then you guys are not in the same place and probably will not orgasm. It's all about the connection.
You got to get on the same passion page.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, but what are you doing this for?
But
to bone or because you love it?
But talk about, it rewarding from a guy's standpoint, someone like Nicole, which is, first off, you get to get right to the good stuff. And then secondly, you get the life-affirming orgasm every 30 seconds.
Life-affirming.
You feel like you want to go on top of a mountain and sing, you know. Whereas if you get the woman, I'll tell you the trouble. I'll tell you what you want.
Life-affirming.
let me tell you what you want out of a woman. You want either multi-orgasmic, you can bring them to orgasm very easily, or you want... look, many have tried, many have died. No one has given me an orgasm. Don't even bother. Let's just enjoy our intimacy. You can get off and get back to the TiVo. What you don't want is the look. If you spend a good half hour downstairs and you do everything right, I may just give you one. That's what you don't want, because now everything becomes an expedition.
Yeah,
it's like it's out there. Maybe you can get it if the heavens open, if the clouds part and the heavens open and you do everything just right and you put in enough time orally, you could get something. That's the tall order one. It's better just not to have one at all.
Yeah, but then the guy he doesn't even enjoy it because he just spends that whole time trying to make that happen.
Just searching,
what I'm saying. Better just to say, look, I've never had one before. How about we just rub a little sweat on each other and call it a night? All right. That's a fantastic way to be, Nicole.
Thank you.
Would you mind if...
just once.
I wonder
I'd like to hook up with one of them.
If His Royal Highness, I think that's how he likes to be called, Thundercloud would help me out with this next call.
Oh, no, Drew.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm too tired.
Come on.
And I'm disappointed.
What?
Well, it's not fair that, first off, people like Nicole hog all the orgasms. Because there's women, they hoard orgasms.
Yes,
women that don't have any, like the ones I've been with.
And Nicole just falls out.
Her just
drop out.
It's like a fruit that knows no season.
Some
it's,
people
it's,
are just
it's
like,
perennial.
Like, you know, can I tell you something? I actually can't sit on cold floors
without having an O.
Because I get an orgasm.
Wow.
Because I come all over the floor. And
that's what I'm talking about.
Can't do it. So I have to, like, heat my bathroom if I'm putting on my makeup, always.
Yeah. Do you sit on your bathroom floor when you put your makeup on?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I mean, that's just my, just because closer to the mirror. And
How low does that mirror go?
It's a full
length.
I mean, my whole bathroom, the wall is...
Oh, really?
I mean, it's not like a huge bathroom, but instead of leaning over the counter, it's just... It's closer for me, so I sit on the floor. But I have
really coldness.
Cold
really
floors.
Wow. It's usually heat or movement or motion or something. We talk to women who get it at the gym if they're doing some crunches.
Yeah, a spin class.
Spinning class will do it.
Spinning class will do it.
Yeah, that's why you got to bring your own seat. Because otherwise, you get the orgasm seat that you had before. A spinning class will do it. Sometimes women just driving will do it. They drive a standard shift, just pushing a clutch in, a little vibration.
The vibration never did it
to
me, but you know what?
I
have a high tolerance because, and a lot of girls do this, they carry their phones while they're driving their phones or their pagers
between
their
legs. And it vibrates?
And it vibrates, and it's not a sexual thing. It's just your phone's ringing, and you can't hear it because the music's loud, so... like the vibrating dildo thing has never sounded interesting to me at all.
Really? Really?
Because it's like, that's like a phone.
They had to do a dildo pager that ironically rung. It didn't vibrate. Very ironic. All right. So, woman of exquisite passion. So much passion that her passion ends up on the bathroom floor when she's doing her makeup. She actually has to throw a yoga tarp down in order to put her makeup on.
No,
so
just my, when you turn on like a certain light in my bathroom, the heater automatically comes on with the light.
Because
it's just a given.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I got one of them hot bulbs. It's like you're in the fry rack at the McDonald's, but it's nice. All right. Wow. You see what you learn on the show? Jen?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes.
I'm 22.
A guy went limp on you during sex?
Yeah. Brutal. It was the first time we were being intimate, and his bed was making noise, and his roommate was home. So he said, let's stand up, and right when he stood up, he lost his erection.
Mm-mm. And his roommate was in another room?
Yeah.
Nearby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nearby. And he got, now was he wearing a condom?
Yes.
Some guys lose it when the
and
whole process.
And he said that's never happened to him before.
Yeah, that's always a nice move.
Yeah, and it's weird because as a guy, you really want to make excuses. Like, I mean, your first impulse is to be like, oh, hey, that, no, I'm not, no, I'm not that guy,
yeah,
is what you're trying to say.
He's clearly not going to tell you this happens all the time.
Right, except for they don't realize they're making it worse because as a chick, they're like, so I'm the only guy.
Yeah, so it's my fault.
It's my fault.
I take it offensively.
And by the way, it's very easy for a guy to say, "Hey, listen, I was really into this. I'm nervous. I just was sort of overwhelmed in the moment." I think
the best answer is if you can pull it off with a straight face as a guy who this happens to is. You excite me so much.
That's what I'm saying.
I got nervous.
I'm nervous. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm agreeing
with you.
I'm so excited about this. And
yeah.
Well, isn't it very easy? I mean, even if you just get up and take like a 3-second break, it's just easy to kind of lose that. You're just not in the moment.
Depends
anymore.
On the guy. No.
Yeah. Well, and also though, condoms.
That depends on the guy.
He was having sex with you with the condom and then pulled it out.
Yeah.
Sometimes the condom. You know what's weird is guys will lose it putting the condom on. Sometimes also the condom is weird. Like once it's like a tampon. It's like pulling the tampon out and putting it back in again or something. It's not. It's weird to pull it out with the condom on, move around a little, and then go back down with the condom.
Maybe.
I think that, let's just blame it on the condom. Let's blame it on the nerves.
Well, we were going at it for about 20 minutes, and we moved around a couple times.
Mm-mm.
And he pulled it out and then put it back in.
Also, he's a guy, I mean, he's kind of up in his head a little bit if he's worried about what the roommate is listening to when you're not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's more sort of the chick's territory.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, think about a guy who's sort of freaked out about what his roommate might hear in the throes
yeah,
of passion.
Nervous guy.
True, as a man of exquisite passion, you blocked out everything, right?
Huh? What?
Drew's like, look, you know when a shark attacks and its eyes roll back, that membrane goes over? Drew had one that went over his ears.
Over my head.
Over his entire head. A thin membrane that blocked out the outside world. He couldn't hear fire alarms going off, phones ringing. It wouldn't matter. He could have been staring.
Strangely enough, though, I suddenly perceived sonar.
Yes. He could communicate with whales.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. He was like Aquaman, only while he was banging a chick. did I say chick? I meant candy striper. All right. I don't know. Look, don't take
don't
this.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, the guy's nervous. It happens.
Yeah, you got 20 minutes out of him.
Yeah.
You know, they're having sex for 20 minutes.
But the idea that guys stop for 3 minutes and have a problem, that shouldn't be.
It just loses constant because it's just not anymore.
Mm-hmm. Not unless it's a new thing that's not anxiety provoking.
No, but with the condom adds a degree of difficulty, and now the guy's up in his head and he's thinking about his roommate. And guys, too, once you start focusing on things outside the room and stuff, probably. And also, he was going at it for 20 minutes, couldn't finish, too.
Yeah. He could be
which
worried
is
about that. And,
freaking out a little bit. Yeah. All right, don't bust the guy's chops. He was nervous. And the comment of it never happened before was more a comment about him being nervous.
And by the way, he pulled off 20
face.
Minutes.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Adam, the only sane one in this studio beside the dog. Nicole Richie is here. Drew, the doctor of exquisite passion, and Nicole, our most passionate guest in tonight. The Simple Life, too. Road Trip is what Nicole's plugging, which is going to be hitting the trail this Wednesday on Fox at 9 o'clock. And Fox looks like, I think Fox is squarely in the number three position of the networks, which we didn't really think we'd see in our lifetime, really. I mean, wasn't it just a few years ago they were doing, like, when Kodiak's attack and stuff?
Yeah.
These are crazy shows about bears attacking campers and stuff, and it seemed like, wow, they're really a fringe network. Now, all of a sudden...
Who fell to four?
ABC. ABC.
Oof.
And not only that, but... Fox looks like they've got a lot of new good stuff coming on. Saw that Casino tonight. Looked good. Mm-hmm. Lots of strong stuff.
I'm sure your employees at ABC love that talk.
Oh, yeah. Well, they know they suck. I mean, let's be honest. And listen, I don't kiss the man's ass.
No kidding. That's true.
I get yelled at again with my talk about Mountain Dew.
That's right. Sunny Delight. Where do we find out where they've been advertising?
I think it's mostly just La Opinion and stuff like that. Mexican newspapers is all that. That's where they advertise. I think they pulled all their stuff. You really? Because they drink that stuff up, those people. Yeah, I don't think you can get white people to drink it anymore.
Well, okay. Nicole.
Yeah, once in a while, somebody steps outside the binds, the cultural bounds of Sunny D, and drinks it. But it's rare. It's rare. Mary?
Hello?
You don't like the purple grape juice?
No.
Not the grape soda. Not
well,
the grape
the mom
drink.
Pushed it aside the grape... to bring out the Sunny Delight.
I don't like Welch's grape juice.
Oh, and the orgasms. We got nothing to talk about. Why don't you... What's not to like about that? That's my... there's
grape
certain...
juice?
The purple Welch's.
I just don't like it. I just don't. I love cranberry juice.
Okay. All right. You're inching your way back towards sanity. But the Welch's grape is really... As a matter of fact, let me say this about Welch's grape. And I'm not trying to anger you. But I got this theory. I know you're going to be shocked. Yeah. Here's my theory.
You've got something to say? I'm shocked.
My theory is, and everybody, please, just go to that place where you agree with me for a second. Just open your hearts and your minds. I have this thing, which is I eat about, I probably eat about 100 turkey sandwiches a year and enjoy 4 or 5 of them. Meanwhile, I eat almost no egg salad, but I actually do enjoy it better. Okay. I would never order an egg salad. I would never go to a restaurant and order an egg salad sandwich. I would never go to a deli and order an egg salad sandwich. But if someone made me a good egg salad sandwich, I would enjoy it. And I would almost always enjoy it over the turkey, yet I eat 100 turkeys for every one egg salad. Okay. I feel the same way about Welch's grape juice. I never drink them, but I enjoy it and would enjoy it if you gave it to me. You drink a Diet Coke, I drink an orange juice, I drink whatever. But if you got me one of the little bottles of Welch's, I would gobble it up.
That's
gleefully.
How I feel about Sunny Delight. Never drink it, but if I had one right here,
you're happy.
And you had another soda and Sunny Delight, mm-hmm. I would definitely choose the Sunny Delight.
Right. It's a superior drink because it comes in a plastic bottle. And that's how you know.
Sunny Delight and the Airstream kind of go together.
Sunny Delight is very Airstream.
Yeah.
It's novelty.
Here's the thing. The Airstream trailer, it's really... Sunny D goes with the ones that were more less from the 50s, more from the 70s with the fake wood paneling and the bad burnt orange carpet. Yeah, it's got a little more hillbilly in it than that. That Airstream, that's a little more Americana.
And somehow Sunny Delight and Floorwax goes together in my head.
Yeah, because the Floorwax tastes better. Now, Drew, Welch's?
Yeah, I like Welch's.
Big fan? Mm. Egg salad?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. You're back. You're back. How's it feel? Enjoy it. It's not going to last. Who was I talking to? Mary?
No.
Where was I talking? Four? I was talking to Janet. Janet?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Your dad hit you until age 11.
Yeah.
Now you have a personality disorder?
Well, I was wondering if your traumatized
babies,
do you always end up with one?
Well, that's an interesting question. Not always.
Okay.
That some people have a certain amount of resiliency, and if they have good what's called attachment to a primary caretaker early on and have a certain amount of genetic endowment, they can withstand an awful lot.
Mm-hmm.
But trauma is what we call something that is at the core of psychopathogenesis, personality disorder.
Hmm. And is your dad still around?
Yeah.
And does he still hit you?
Not really. He pushed me around, though.
He pushes you around.
Where's your mom?
They're together.
Yeah.
Does he hit her as well?
No.
All right. So, he's not abusive to her, as far as you know, although God knows what he's done in the past. Is he an alcoholic?
No.
No. Does this sober?
Yeah.
All right. Well, can you get a little help for your problem?
Somebody talk to at school, maybe?
I don't think so, because, you know, they'd probably take me away, right?
Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. Not if you're saying he's not doing it now and you just have some things you want to talk about in relation to the past and having trouble dealing, that's something you can go and talk to somebody about, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care of yourself. Would you, baby doll?
Okay. Thank you.
Eat some of that egg salad and drink some of that Welch's purple grape.
Or something like
that. Inexplicable. Nicole Richie, not a fan of that. We're going to take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Well, everybody, that's the show. I want to thank Nicole Richie and her dog, Super Scrumdelicious, Precious Honey Child.
Honey Child
for coming in here. That'd be a good name for a dog, right?
Yeah, it'd be perfect.
Nicole can be found on the Simple Life 2, the Road Trip, and that's coming out this Wednesday at 9 o'clock on Fox.
Yes,
always good to see you, Nicole.
Good to see you guys. Thank you guys for having me.
And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying
peace.
Mahalo,
out.
Nicole. My friend Cole loves you.
That's sexy. How old is he?
He just turned 13.
That's really hot.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.